Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Chicago, the Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition held at the Thompson Center Government Building. 3,500 Hebei residents call for investigation of Jiang Zemin's crimes. Ireland, raising awareness about Falun Gong at Belfast Botanic Gardens. USA, Idaho newspaper reports on persecution of Falun Gong and legal efforts against the main perpetrator. Village officials protect practitioners. And imprisoned Falun Gong practitioner dies awaiting medical care. Now for the stories.
Chicago, the Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition held at the Thompson Center Government Building. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was held at the James R. Thompson Center, which houses offices of the Illinois State Government, on July 8th to 14th, 2015. Through over 30 oil paintings created by artists who practice Falun Gong, residents of Illinois took in the stories of Falun Gong through vividly realistic paintings depicting a striking contrast between the beauty of the ancient meditation and the brutality of the persecution. More than 100 citizens signed petitions to their congressional representatives requesting their support for House Resolution 343, a newly introduced resolution demanding that the Chinese Communist regime stop forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other dissidents. Beautiful, spiritual, and inspiring artworks. They let me feel the blessings of God, wrote Patty Martin, one of several supporters who offered words of encouragement in the guest book. An artist who signed the guest book wrote, "The paintings are beautiful and moving. I have never been touched so deeply by the aesthetic and spirit. Being an artist myself, I am amazed at the emotions and details depicted in them. Being a human, I am moved by their actions. I see hope with those who are persistent in adversity. May God bless you. Hang on." Many others shared their thoughts with the volunteer staff at the exhibit. Ms. Alexander, a retired high school principal, said that she was sad and encouraged by the exhibition. She was sad because there should be no persecution in the world. She felt encouraged because many of the paintings showed the courage and faith that resonated with her. She said she hoped to have a chance to introduce the exhibition to her students, for this was an important lesson on understanding the real China. James, a resident of Chicago, said that the exhibition inspired his interest in Falun Gong. He said he was going to buy some Falun Gong books to read during the rest of the summer. Roberta, who works for the Department of Children and Family Services, said she was shocked to learn that the Chinese regime has a state-sanctioned operation to harvest organs from living Falun Gong practitioners for sale to the transplant industry. She said, "It is terrible. How can they treat their own people like this? This crime must be stopped immediately."
Hebei residents call for investigation of Jiang Zemin's crimes. Between January and July 2015, more than 3,500 people from Jiang Jiaokou City and nearby areas in Hebei Province, China, signed a petition calling for an investigation of former Chinese head Jiang Zemin for crimes committed during the persecution of Falun Gong, especially the organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Unlike the over 130,000 people who've recently filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, these petition signers are not Falun Gong practitioners. Encouraged by the flood of lawsuits against Jiang and shocked by the brutality of the 16-year persecution of Falun Gong, these Chinese citizens from all walks of life chose to stand up and speak for justice. Hebei Province is one of the areas where the persecution of Falun Gong is most severe. In the first half of 2015, 136 practitioners from Hebei were arrested, among whom 15 were sentenced and 7 passed away due to torture, including 3 from Tianjin and 1 from Beijing. A history of peaceful resistance. Hebei also has a history of widespread peaceful resistance to the persecution. The Minghui website has published several reports on non-practitioners in Hebei signing petitions and calling for an end to the persecution. As early as 2012, almost 1,000 people signed and fingerprinted a petition requesting the release of a Falun Gong practitioner from Tangjin City, Hebei. In 2014, over 300 people from Langfang City, Hebei Province, signed a petition requesting the release of four practitioners who were illegally arrested by the Sinha City Police on April 22, 2014. In early 2015, this number reached nearly 1,000. In July 2015, the Minghui website received a petition with over 5,000 signatures from three areas in Hebei Province condemning the state-sanctioned killing of imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. Today, 3,500 more from Jiang Xiaoko City came in. Many signers expressed their support for the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. A villager said to the person collecting signatures, "Jiang Zemin did nothing good for the country. He is evil. Organ harvesting is so inhuman. I must sign the petition. Jiang has brought disaster to the nation and people. He should be brought to justice." One 60-year-old farmer's words are representative of many signers. "Organ harvesting is something that even the Nazis didn't dare do. Those animals should be brought to justice. Falun Gong teaches truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Practitioners are good people. Persecuting Falun Gong is truly evil. The Communist Party is really inhuman. I cannot think of anything that is more evil than this. Heaven will punish them."
Ireland raising awareness about Falun Gong at Belfast Botanic Gardens. Falun Gong practitioners in Northern Ireland held activities at the Belfast Botanic Gardens on August 2, 2015, to raise awareness about the persecution in China and to help Chinese visitors renounce their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party. Tourists were fascinated by the Falun Gong exercise demonstration and wanted to learn them. David from Canada said he had heard about the persecution of Falun Gong before, but hadn't heard about organ harvesting from living practitioners. He condemned this appalling crime and said he would attend a workshop to learn the exercises. An elderly Chinese couple studied the photo display. The wife said, "We know that Falun Gong is good. Our neighbor practices Falun Gong. She decided to renounce the communist organizations she had once joined. She encouraged her husband and grandson to do the same, and they agreed." One young Chinese couple was taking a walk in the garden when a Falun Gong practitioner asked them if they were members of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. They looked on guard. The man elbowed the woman and denied they were CCP members. Undeterred, the Falun Gong practitioner explained to them how the CCP's crimes had doomed itself and that she only wanted to help people to renounce the party for their own safety and well-being. The young man looked embarrassed and said, "I'm not an official member of the CCP, but she is." His wife agreed to renounce her membership, and they both renounced all of the communist organizations they had joined. Zhang, a Chinese college student, was on her cell phone when a Falun Gong practitioner handed her a newsletter and asked her if she would like to quit the communist organizations. She said she couldn't remember if she had joined the Youth League. "Yes, you did, as part of the last batch in school," a voice on her phone told her. It turned out Zhang was on the phone with her mother. The practitioner asked her if she and her family would like to quit these organizations. Her mother replied, "Yes, yes." Both the mother and daughter quit the communist organizations.
USA, Idaho newspaper reports on persecution of Falun Gong and legal efforts against the main perpetrator. The headline of an August 5th article published in the Idaho Statesman read, "Falun Gong followers find asylum, freedom to practice beliefs in Boise." The article covered the ongoing persecution in China, including the state-sanctioned killing of prisoners of conscience for their organs, as well as the current surge of Falun Gong practitioners filing lawsuits against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin. Ms. Wong, a Boise resident since 2009, shared her story with the Boise-based newspaper. She is a retired professor from the University of Electronic Science and Technology in China, in Chengdu, Sichuan Province. Ms. Wong was arrested in June 2008 for the alleged crime of providing Falun Gong pamphlets to another practitioner. She was locked up for 5 months at the notorious Xinjiang Brainwashing Center in Chengdu 2 weeks after her arrest. There, she was forced to watch videos slandering Falun Gong for hours. Ms. Wong described in 2013 her experience of being given poisonous drugs. She said, "The first time I was given poisonous drugs was in mid-October 2008. One night, I suddenly felt short of breath. I couldn't sleep, so I sat up with my back against the wall. All night, I had trouble breathing, and I hardly slept. The next morning, the monitoring personnel scolded me. She said that she didn't sleep well because I was up all night. She told me to be considerate and to put myself in her shoes. The symptoms of being poisoned gradually went away. The second time was in December 2008. I had just returned home after being released from the brainwashing center. There was a tightness in my chest and I felt dizzy. I suddenly felt uncomfortable in the chest area and I couldn't stand still. I also could not eat much. If I ate very slowly, I could eat some rice porridge that was very, very watered down. Otherwise, I would choke. I lost more than 30 pounds in a very short period of time." Ms. Wong has filed a criminal complaint against former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin, who launched the persecution that caused her so much suffering. In her filing with the Supreme People's Procuratorate, Ms. Wong charges Jiang with violating citizens' freedom of religion and speech, among other crimes. Over 24 media outlets in the United States, Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, and Israel, including Agence France-Presse and the Australian Associated Press, have reported on the current legal efforts in China that aim to bring Jiang Zemin to justice.
Village officials protect practitioners. After Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist regime, launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, the police from a nearby station often drove to our village to observe what local practitioners were doing. Village Party Secretary protects practitioners. The secretary of the Communist Party branch in our village thought the persecution was unreasonable and ridiculous. He said to the police chief, "Do you have any idea what Falun Gong is all about?" This practitioner, referring to me, recovered from a serious illness after she practiced Falun Gong. "Please don't hassle her. Don't you have anything better to do?" What the secretary said had an effect. The police chief only came on sensitive dates after that. This secretary has always been kind to practitioners. In the early stage of the persecution, he protected us and later secretly helped us. After he read the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, he and his family quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. Village Security Chief protects practitioners. Yang Shan, an alias, is responsible for security in our village. When we were detained in 1999, he played cards with us and offered us tea as if we were his guests. When the persecution turned severe, the village committee had to follow the government's directives and detain all local practitioners. The village officials monitored us day and night. When Yang was on duty, I asked to go home to sleep, and he let me go without any hesitation. I left home when the local police undertook a large-scale search for practitioners in 2002. The county police then searched for me. The local police chief told Yang that I should leave the county town as soon as possible. I returned to our village in 2006. When Yang saw me, he apologized for not visiting me. He did not want me to think that he had been monitoring me. I thanked him. He told me that I was already a nice person before I practiced Falun Gong, but now I was nicer. I told him that anyone who treats practitioners well would be rewarded. He replied that he was not interested in a reward, but just wanted to help good people. The CCP monitored practitioners nationwide during the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Yang was ordered to monitor me. He got very tired and looked very haggard. His relative, also a practitioner, and I agreed that we had to tell him the facts about Falun Gong. Yang immediately wrote a solemn statement and apologized to the master of Falun Gong and practitioners. His appearance returned to normal and he looked healthy and happy. He and his family members quit the CCP. His wife asked us for Falun Gong amulets so that everyone in the entire family could wear one around his or her neck. Just before a large-scale search for practitioners by the provincial police, Yang asked his relations to warn me. I hid everything related to Falun Gong so the police could not find anything. When one of my practitioner relatives was detained by the police, Yang immediately called one of my other relatives to warn me. I left home to avoid being arrested. The persecution in our local area suddenly escalated last year. Yang was ordered to monitor me, but he told the police that I did not need to be monitored, and the police left our village. Yang, who has protected practitioners for many years, is healthy and happy. He was promoted twice. His wife has a good job, and his son was accepted at the university of his choosing.
Imprisoned Falun Gong practitioner dies awaiting medical care. Mr. Feng Chu fell critically ill early on the afternoon of August 10, 2015, and died just a few hours later. As he was fighting for his life, the guards at Hulan Prison spent hours waiting for their supervisor to return from out of town to make the decision on his medical care. When the supervisor finally showed up to check on Mr. Feng, there were already no vital signs. The 47-year-old man from Heilongjiang Province passed away at 5:30 p.m. that day while serving a 9-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong. His family is contemplating a wrongful death lawsuit against the prison for delaying medical care for their loved one. Prior to this fatal episode, Mr. Feng had fallen ill many times, having developed severe heart disease and symptoms of stroke due to being abused in prison. He was taken to the hospital a total of only 4 times when he was in critical condition. The prison kept him locked up without medical attention at all other times. His family requested his release on medical parole in February 2015, but the prison denied the request, claiming that Mr. Feng's conditions were not severe enough to meet parole requirements. Mr. Feng is survived by his wife, who was arrested with him on December 6, 2013, and is now serving 11 years in Heilongjiang Province Women's Prison, their son and daughter and his parents. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.